The Kingdom Chronicles is a prophetic adventure into the secrets of the Kingdom of God. The following teaching is by Alan Smith, entitled Lesson 6, The Pathway of Creativity.
This teaching tonight is a teaching that, you see that pathway? We are now on the Christian journey. Have you noticed it's a journey? The day that you became born again, that this journey towards God was a journey that, I don't know, it's been kind of a rough journey at times. It's all been good. But the older I get, the more pressed I am to learn more about this kingdom of God that I have given my life eternal for. And it's just in me to learn more about what is happening. So as you see, I call this teaching the pathway of creativity. Now that's what I think is happening on the earth today with the healing revival that's coming. Let me ask you a question. Have it in their hearts that you really would love to see some people healed. All right. Now take your hands down. How many of you would say, God, use me for this? Okay, there's double hands going up. This teaching tonight is to go along with that. The pathway of what? Creativity. God is a creating God. God creates. When he hangs out, he makes stuff. He was hanging out one day and made you. Amen? He creates stuff. And he's created man to have fellowship with. Fellowship doing what? Well, with Adam, he was hanging out in the garden, creating stuff, making stuff. So God has created you and I to hang out with him and to be creative with him. Now, if you want to be in the healing ministry, if you want to see God create stuff, you've got to see yourself as a person of creativity. Are you with me? Have you ever thought of yourself that way? You're a person of creativity. Would you try to move more in creativity? To move more in creativity, you've got to see yourself as being created to create. So when we see people that are sick, we see people that need healing. What happens is there's creative miracles are taking place. Well, you can pray for healing, but you must see yourself as an agent of creativity to create health where there is sickness. Are you following me? So I want you to see yourself as someone that God created, and God has created you to create with him. Amen? And so I call this teaching the pathway of creativity. And at the end of this teaching, we're going to spend a little time with the Lord and seek the Lord for creativity along this pathway of our Christian life. And I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to show us some things. It's Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks does what? Receives. He who seeks does what? He will find. And to him who knocks, what will happen? The door will be what? The door will be opened. Now, that is a prophetic verse. What's the first thing that we see we're to do there? We're to ask. I touched on that last week. We are to ask. What's the next thing we do? We do what? We seek. We ask. And we seek, and then what? We knock. We ask, we seek, and then we knock. Then what happens? For everyone who asks, you have to do something. What do? You receive. Do you believe that you can get a prophetic word for Dave Marquis in England? Well, if you ask, you will. But you've got to see yourself as a creative person with a creative God before you'll be able to receive. Then what happens? You seek it, you will find it, you knock, and it will be opened. Now, this is a formula, if you want to call it such, of a prophetic people asking God for vision. How can I be creative? You might ask. How can we be creative? How can we move in creative miracles? How we can move in creativity? We can call it miracles, but it's just creativity. It's health and it's healing. How can I be creative and not competitive in my thinking? You remember the teaching on competitiveness and creativeness? We want to be creative and not competitive. Every pathway of life has a what? Has a first step, which must be taken in order to head in the right direction. So if we're going to head down this pathway of creativity, we've got to take a first step. And what's the first step? We're going to ask. We're going to, you say, well, Alan, I've been asking. Well, let's just be sure that we ask. How can you end up in a desired place if you are not heading in the right direction, which is in relation to your destination? So therefore, you want to pray for somebody with healing. Do we have any sick people tonight that need any prayer for healing? We don't have anyone. Everyone's in perfect health. There's one. Okay, so we do have a few. We're going to have these few tonight. We're going to pray for them. I don't want to be teaching just to be teaching. I believe if what I'm teaching is the truth, we need to test it. Let's test it and see if it's true. How can you end up in a desired place if you are not headed in the right direction, which is in relation to your destination? I would like to see some of these people healed, would you? So we're going to head in that direction starting right now. Our faith is going to head in that direction. God, we're asking you to teach us how to be creative with you. You see, you've got to understand, God has limited himself at times, most of the time, to work through you and I. I don't understand it. Why doesn't God just zap everything and forget us? I don't know. But he has limited himself. And he says he's going to work through a body. He calls it the body of Christ, which you and I are all members. Now, I'm kind of excited about working in the body of Christ. And I really do believe we're not seeing 99% of what's in that book. Are you? We're not seeing it. So let's ask. Let's seek, and let's knock, and let's test this book. Let's see if it's true. Amen? Creativity is just an expression of the scenery along the pathway to the kingdom of God, to the one who is the creator of all things. Now, I want you to see this. Creativity is just the scenery along the pathway of the kingdom of God. In other words, if you're walking in the pathway or walking in the Spirit, creativity is part of the scenery. So if we have anybody among us that's sick, we want to be able to speak into that creatively for healing. If you are to be a creative being with God, you must walk down a pathway that is harmonious with the very nature of God. You remember the teaching last week on harmony? So as I'm walking down this pathway, I've been created in his image too, by the way. So I've been created with God to fellowship with him. Fellowship was broken. Jesus came, fixed all of that stuff. So now I can walk once again down this pathway to create with a creator God. But I must see myself as walking as one who is creative. You've got to see your self-image as a person that's creative. Are you with me? Listen, you got to carry it higher now. Carry yourself a little higher. You are a creative being. Say it with me. I am a creative being with a creative God. You got to start seeing yourself that way. I have faith. Do you have faith in Christ? Where is He? He's living in you. He's living in me. So you got to believe in the Christ that's in you. You don't just believe in Christ, you believe in you too. You're believing in the Christ that's in you. All of a sudden makes you want to pull your shoulders back a little bit. I guess I'm worth a little more than I thought I was. I feel pretty good. Because Christ is in me. And He wants to do creative things with and through me. So I, Alan Smith, am a creative being. And I want to create with God. When you see or watch Todd Bentley, it's amazing. I've heard some people say, that's got to be God. I'll let you decide. That's got to be God. Well, let me tell you something. It's God. But do you know that he is foolish enough to believe that he can create with his God? Isn't that amazing? Does his activity look a little strange to you at times? Does he seem a little bold? Could it be that he really believes the Jesus that's in him? Isn't that amazing? He's seeing things being created right before his very eyes. Todd just sees himself. He knows that he is a created being with a creative God. He is no different than you or I. Not a bit of difference. I saw him, Doug, we saw him a couple years ago down at Bob's, sitting on the couch. He was just a boy from Canada. Had a big billfold with a chain in his pocket. Kind of like we did around here. Yeah, come off a lumber yard. And he'd been preaching a little off a sawmill, I think it was, wasn't it? He's just a regular guy that believes God. He's seen God do a few things, so his faith is great. He believes that Jesus is in him. It's the same Jesus in him that's in you. All right, do you want to start? Let's believe that. But you've got to start seeing yourself. It's how you see yourself as a creative being with Jesus. Are you living toward God? You must ask God for the things you would like to create with Him. We see we got to ask that. This is very necessary. Jesus says this, ask and it will be what? It will be given. But I have found that most Christians disassociate themselves with the Jesus that's in them. It's like Jesus is out there somewhere. But He's in here. He is in here. So if He has decided to be in here, could it be that that's pretty cool? Could it be that the Jesus that's in me could have creative miracles? Give me creative thinking? It's just not miracles of healing. It's creative thinking. It's creating new futures, creating new realities. It's creating new nows. You've got to be very good at forgetting past. Let me say it again. You've got to be very good at forgetting past because God's creating future. Asking God is like striking a note on a piano. It's like striking just a single note on the piano. Now it's like it's asking God. It's a simple sound. You hear how it's a simple sound? We did sounds last week too. Sounds are the spiritual language. Asking God is like striking a note on the piano. It is the beginning of a harmonious sound between you and Him. It's a single note. Can you feel it going into harmony now? All right, now go to the single note. Now here's what I want you to feel in the spirit. I'm trying to teach the spirit. A single note is the asking. Now, I don't know if you, is that note kind of, can you feel a spiritual drawing on that note? Like you're being drawn? It's drawing. So when we're asking God, it's like a single note, but it's the beginning of a harmonious sound. Harmonious vibration. So when we're praying for somebody, we're saying, God, I want that single note. God, I'm speaking to you. God, I am asking I'm asking for a Deborah right now in the name of Jesus, that harmonious sounds that come from heaven, we pray that they'll bring healing to her body. That the harmonious sounds of the kingdom of God, we just ask, oh God, we're seeking, oh God, and you tell us that your door will be open. And we pray for healing to come upon her body, upon her emotions, upon her body, soul, and spirit, that healing will come, oh God. This is the beginning of spiritual dialogue with the Father, which will then allow you to find the will of God for the next note. The beginning of spiritual dialogue, the one note, gives you spiritual dialogue with the Father and allows you to find the will of God for the next note. Now, I'm trying to bring you into association with notes with hearing God, with sounds with hearing God. Sounds produce vibrations, which produces feelings. You say, well, Alan, you can't trust your feelings. And where is that written? It's an interpretation of spirit. So you pray, and you're asking, and you're seeking. You've got one note. Then there's two notes. It starts with a harmonious sound. The harmonious sound is starting. We're starting to make dialogue. We're in harmony with God. I believe asking God is the first note in this three-note harmony chord. So how can you find the next note in this three-part harmony? Let's move further into the Scriptures. Look at it in 1 Thessalonians. In everything we do what? We give thanks. In how many things? In everything. Did I say a flat tire, you give thanks? All right, just judge yourself on how far away you are from this verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is what? Okay, do you want to perform the will of God for your life? Would you really like to do that? You can. Just give thanks in all things. If you give thanks in all things, you will do the will of God. He's not saying that just because it's a great idea. Giving thanks is that second note in harmony. Dear God, we pray for Deborah. We're asking for complete, total healing. Lord, we thank you for the healing that's coming to Deborah. Dear God, we thank you for everything. Dear God, we just got a plumb thankful heart. Now, once you go into thankfulness, you will start feeling the presence of the Spirit. Now, please hear me here. Once you start into thankfulness, you know you feel the goose. You feel it. You should be feeling it, just me talking about thankfulness. Is anybody feeling the witness of the Spirit? Talking about thankfulness. Once you start into thankfulness, then all of a sudden the witness of the Spirit starts coming around you. It does. I've just promised money back guaranteed. You say, well, I'm not feeling God. I'm like, oh, I know he don't have a thankful heart. You will feel God. You'll feel his presence. But it's with the thankfulness. See, the thankful person is the one that knows the will of God. So, Lord, we thank you for Deborah. We thank you for her life. We thank you for all the works of the power of the Holy Ghost that you've done through her. Dear God, we're thankful for her. We are so thankful for her, oh God. Blow, wind of the Spirit, blow upon Deborah. We thank you, oh God, for her prayer, for her intercession that she's made for so many others. We thank you, oh God, that her life at times has been totally overlooked because she's given it in prayer for others. She's interceded for others. We're thankful for that, oh God. We're thankful for her heart of love, her heart of compassion. Lord, one of her greatest compassions is healing. She's seen so much sickness. One of her greatest compassions, oh God, is to see people healed. She's almost losing hope in healing. Lord, we just speak onto her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, O God. The will of God for her, O God, is that the gift of healing will come totally through her life, through her hands, that the desire of her heart will be worked out through her and you in healing. Lord, we believe that's the will of God for her life, that the desire of her heart is to see others healed. Not only will she pray for them, but she'll lay hands on them. Dear God, we pray that the winds, four winds will blow into her and that hope will increase. We pray that hope will overflow into this gift. The desires. Yes, Lord. Let it come, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her. Thank you for Karen, oh God. Her friend that's with her, oh God. We thank you for Karen. We bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for Karen, oh God. We thank you for Karen, oh God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. I keep seeing three treasure chests. Thank you for Karen, Lord. Lord, we're asking. Lord, I just keep seeing three treasure chests with gifts within these three treasure chests. One of them's been opened, and two of them have not been opened. Lord, we thank you for Karen. We just bless her in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's tried to open the second one, but she's lost hope in opening the second one. And she's got a third one. It's like it's the second third is the second one. She's opened it part of the way, and she's stopped. So, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that this second treasure chest, oh God, that she'll have walk in boldness, it will fully be opened. It's a gift from God. And I sense that the third one, oh God, it will be opened in 3 to 5 years. But the second one will be opened. That she'll get this second one open. I just see strings of pearl hanging out of them. I don't know what the pearl is, but I see strings of pearl hanging out of it. So, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, strings of pearl. That means there's been things in your life, Karen, that has aggravated you. And you hold it in. You're a type that holds it in. And it aggravates you, but isn't a pearl sand in a side of a, doesn't it aggravate it or something? Okay, that's it. I see the string of pearls. There's been a lot of aggravations, but they're the pearls that are in your life, and I just see some of those hanging out. The second one that's partially opened, and I pray, oh God, that you'll give her the revelation. It's like she's had a string or an ongoing thing of aggravation here, but you're going to string it into a set of pearls. And I see those as people. They're people. They're the pearls of great price of Matthew 13. The pearls of great price of Matthew 13, and they're people that have been aggravating to you. Oh, I maybe shouldn't be saying all this out loud. People that are aggravating to you, but God's going to string them together, and it's going to be a lovely necklace of pearl for the glory of the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you for Karen. We thank you so much for her, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. For Deborah, it just keeps coming up to me that she's not seen that. It's like there's, Lord, we thank you for Deborah. Thank you so much for her life and her testimony. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's like, Deborah, it's like that what you have been created and called to do, you know hasn't happened yet. It's not fully happened yet. And you're not to lose heart in waiting on this to happen. It's like you feel like it should have happened 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And I'm just supposed to say you're not running behind schedule. That's all I know. You're just not running behind schedule. And so, Lord, I thank you that her train's on time, her mission's on time, her schedule is on time. Thank you for Deborah, oh God. And I bless her in Jesus' name. I bless her in Jesus' name, oh God. She is not running behind schedule. and the purpose in which you've created her for is still before her. She has not passed it by. You just want her to know that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I would say I'm sorry, but I don't think I am. This is an incredible information. What's incredible? Oh, to know the will of God. To know the will of God. So there's three part. Was there any, could y'all feel any witness in what I was saying? Yes? Okay. There's three parts of harmony. The first one is you ask. The second one is you just thankful. All you got to do, while you're waiting on God, you're thankful. Thank the Lord for it. Thank it for it. Thank Him for your big toe. I don't care what you thank Him for, just thank Him. You're in an attitude of thankfulness. As you're waiting to hear the third note. Now, where does the third note come from? Comes from God. Comes from God. You hear the third note there? Oh, we got one note. Now, did anybody else feel the witness on the third note? Or was it just me? All right, the second note. This is where I'm asking. You know, we ask and we seek and we're thankful. And the third note comes from God. And that's when He speaks to us. You can say, well, Alan, how did you know about it? You don't. You just see it. You just ask and then you're thankful. I promise you it's just that easy. And you'll see something or you'll hear something. It starts off, it's real faint. The voice and the picture is real faint to you. But the more it's faint, you're just thankful, and the thankfulness will just bring it right on in. Can you hear me? See, that's the reason the enemy wants to, us all through the week, he wants to aggravate you. He wants to do all these things to keep you out of the Spirit. It's so that you can't hear God. It's so that you're not thankful for nothing. But if we start being thankful to God just for everything, the devil will get tired. He said, no need throwing them flat tires and curves and wrecks. They're going to praise God anyway. Well, why are you praising God anyway? Because you want to stay in that thankful attitude and you want to hear God. If you're riding down the interstate and everybody's having a wreck, you want to stay thankful to God, and God's going to show you how to get around it. You got to hear the will of God. We've got to stay in thankfulness. Not sadness, not despair. It's thankful. Might not be getting our way, but we won't be thankful. This is incredible information. From this scripture, you can see that the sound which produces the second note in the chord comes from a heart that is what? Thankful in all things. It is in this sound of thankfulness that the will of God can be found. So are you with me? Let's say that your child is acting up and you could just thrash them real good. Thank you, God, for that child. Thank you, Lord. I love them just right. God, I need to know your will for this situation, right? But I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful for what you gave me. Dear God, my job sure is giving me a fit, but I'm thankful, God, for this job that you've given me. I'm just so thankful for it, dear God. I don't know what to do. And God's going to show you, if you're thankful for what He's given you, He's going to show you His will for what's coming to you. But you got to be thankful. Let me show you how it works. There's no other place in which you can find this. You can also see that the sound of the second note is found within your what? Own heart and soul. The thankfulness comes from here. A thankful heart produces an attitude within you that is what? Come on now. You see, thankfulness produces a heart in you that's a creative heart. Listen, I can pour mouth better than anybody. My life is prophetic. When I pour mouth prophetically, more of it will happen. I'm just sorry. It'll happen. I'll say, God, it's just a bad day. And you know what? How you start your day off determines how that day is going to be. Now, that's just the way it is. You can call me a dumb farmer if you want to. It still works with cows. Start your day off bad in the morning, your whole cotton-picking day prophetically is going to be bad. You can get up in the morning, just slamming stuff. Have you ever got up in the morning, stumped your toe on the way to the bathroom? Oh, my God. Oh, God. The day's shot from there on out. You cursed your foot. You cursed the stool. You cursed your wife for leaving the stool in the way. And you wonder why you had a bad day. Come on, somebody. See, it comes out of the heart. It's prophetic in nature. Now, it might be a little hard to stump your toe and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But just don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. Because how you start your day determines how your day is going to go. You need to get up in the morning. Don't despise getting up in the morning. Get up in the morning. Be joyous and be happy. Thank the Lord that He gave you a good night's rest. And there's a new day dawning. Say, God, what are we going to create today? I thank you, Lord, for the night's sleep that I just had. I thank you, Lord. Thank you that I could wake up this morning and get out of bed. Start your day all thankful, and God will speak to you because you asked Him, God. Then you're thankful to God. Then all through the day, He's going to show you His will. There's nothing else in that verse but to be thankful if you want to know the will of God. Doesn't say you got to be real spiritual. Doesn't say you got to live a perfect life. It said just be thankful. It is this mental attitude of thankfulness that draws you closer to the Creator Himself. Isn't that amazing? It is something to me that Alan Smith, I have to learn this. You would think it would come natural. But griping and complaining comes natural to me. Am I the only one? I can do it good. It comes natural. So to learn to be thankful is something God's having to help me with. Now, being in touch, watch it. Being in touch with the very nature of God will bring you very close to His blessings of creativeness. When God gets up in the morning, do you think that He's happy He created us? Yes. Matter of fact, He rested on the seventh day and said, I've done a pretty good job. That's what He did. God's thankful. You can live your life nearly perfect in every way, but not receive more blessings from God because of the lack of thankfulness. Have you ever given a gift and the recipient not be thankful for your free gift? You ever done that one? Give a gift to somebody. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, pretty good, thank you. You ever given a gift to somebody and they didn't appreciate it? Well, how do you feel about giving another gift to this person? Don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Probably not very eager, don't you think? So it is with God and His blessings. Many of God's blessings are a result of your thankfulness and His creativity with you. So when God gives you, has God given you life? Has He given you breath? Has God given you every day that you live on this planet? Has God given you everything you eat? Does He give you the clothes you wear? Does He give you the home that you live in? Does He give you the car you drive? Does He give you the food you eat? Does He give you friends? Does He give you a church? Could it be we're not very thankful? Look at how much we take for granted. We say, God, speak to us. And God says, but I've given you all these gifts, and you just throw them down. And God says, I'm just not eager to give you another one because you're not thankful for what I've already given you. The thankfulness produces the heart that is creative. Because God says, boy, they kind of like that one. They even thank me for it. If they think that was something, God says, wait till I show them this one. That's what God does. I'm going to blow their socks off. I seen old Todd Bentley over there, and he's getting shocked. He is. He's just getting shocked. Because God's just blessing him. But God wants to bless you. He wants to bless me. He wants to bless us. But we've got to learn the art of asking and being thankful. And that thankful heart will have the revelation of the will of God. Remember, thankfulness is a spiritual note that is in a harmony with the notes of heaven. The more thankful your mind is, the more established you are with the very heart of God. Therefore, gaining the will of God, which is always what? It's always what? Listen, people, the will of God is always creative. God doesn't want to see people sick either. I want to teach on that in the morning. If you still want me to teach, preacher. The very nature of God is to create. So this is always part of His will. So does God want to heal the sick? The answer is yes. But He has limited Himself to work through His body or His people. And He says, just do something. Just ask, be thankful, and I'll show you my will. Watch it. The closer you live to the source of all creativity, the more creativity you will receive and experience. Listen, there's a lot more to life yet to experience than you've experienced. Come on, somebody, get excited. God's got a lot more for you to live than you even know's out there. Let's don't go to heaven and find out we just used up 5%. I said, God, I want all you got. I want to run in all you got. I know I'm running low, but I want to run in all you've got for me. Don't let me be the limited factor, oh God. I want to walk in all you've got for me, oh God. I want to get to heaven and say, God, I got 10% of heaven on credit. I used up my 100 and I used 10 of somebody else's that wouldn't use it. Come on. Let's go for it. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us. Also remember, this thankful note has a spiritual energy. Now, come on now. You got to get this one. You got to catch what I'm saying. I can't teach what I'm saying. You got to catch it. Remember that this thankful note has a spiritual energy that will penetrate the very realities that are all around you. Do you want to change your reality? The thankful note penetrates realities. Don't waver. Try it for 30 days and come back and see me. And bless me with half of what you got. Listen, the thankfulness penetrates. It's a spiritual energy. It is the energy of the power and the spirit of the living God. There's an energy with the thankfulness. It'll change all of your realities. It is power that will do what? It'll change the world. Start with your world. You want to change your world? Leave from here tonight. Be thankful in all things. Ask God and He's going to show you His will. And don't waver from it till I meet you in glory. What will happen? That's what will happen. It'll change the world. Thankfulness will keep your heart out of competitive thinking. Thankfulness will keep your heart looking toward heaven and out of the selfish thinking which only brings hopelessness and destruction to the heart and soul. Do you feel the destruction? Feel the note that's out of harmony? Feel it right there? Just play just that one dissonant chord. That's selfish thinking. Now your selfishness will identify with that. It brings hopelessness and destruction. It sends bad vibrations to your body. It'll make you sick. Make you feel like you want to cry and you can't. You know that vibration? Feel like you want to cry but you can't? What it is, it's the vibrations of a dissonant sound. Now play me a consonant. I feel better now. Now play me a dissonant. It's bad thinking. Consonant. There it goes. Feel better already. Dissonant. Do you feel the vibration? That's language. That's what I'm telling you. Spirit's notes. It's notes. Now consonant. Now I don't feel hopeless. With the dissonant sound, I feel hopeless, destruction. Oh God, give me a consonant sound. Lord, I thank you for all things. Thank you, dear God, for it. Listen, I'm not telling you a bunch of junk here. I'm teaching you spirit if you want to hear it. You got to learn to be thankful. You start by practicing it. It'll come natural after a while. Then God will give you a lot to be thankful for. Sometimes your realities will try and knock the thankfulness out of you. You can't let this happen, for it will cause a sour note to come into your life and destroy the harmony which has been gained through much focus and pain. I'm talking spirit here. Don't let your thankfulness be destroyed, for this is not the will of God. It's not the will of God for your thankfulness to be destroyed. On the contrary, let a harmonic sound of praise and thankfulness reach its destination, which is the very heart of who? God. Now listen to me, church. Your thankfulness, what's going on there, the vibration that's happening is thankfulness is the direct line to the heart of God. Griping and complaining goes to the trash bin. It goes to the delete button. God's heard everything there is to say in griping and complaining. He doesn't want to hold it to your charge, so therefore it doesn't go to His heart. Thankfulness is the spiritual plane that goes directly to the heart of God. So the quicker we're thankful is the quicker we'll know His will. And the quicker the prophetic will move. Just as a magnet draws metal, so does your thankfulness draw creative ideas from the kingdom of God. You can say, well, Alan, I haven't ever thought about anything creative much. Well, I've thought about a few things. It's just you measure your thankfulness, and I will measure the prophetic revelations God's given you. That's all we do. This drawing effect must become a constant power which draws creative substance to appear in your what? Your realities. Now, I want you to read this one with me, please. This drawing effect must become a constant power which draws creative substance to appear in your realities. I don't know if you can get that or not. Don't even know if you believe it or not, but it's true. That is a true statement. Jesus knew how to capture the ear of God through what? Being thankful. It's in John. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I what? I thank you that you have heard me. Isn't that something? It's not just words, people. Jesus knew that his thankfulness was the attitude which kept him what? In harmony with the kingdom for which he longed. Now, when you start feeling distance to God and his kingdom, it's you got to check up on your thankfulness. Griping, complaining. I'm not satisfied with anything you've given me, God. Listen, church, we've got to learn to be thankful for what God's given us and where we are. And as we learn to be thankful, it starts drawing. It's like metal to a magnet. It starts drawing. Because God is not going to keep giving gifts if you're complaining with what He's already given you. If you allow yourself to think upon the sour notes of life, the sour notes will begin to be heard in the spiritual music that surrounds your life. You are either producing this music of the Spirit or hearing it being played by another. It is your choice. You must never dwell upon the bad sounds, for they are also creative unto your future. Now, I'm almost finished. A thankful heart will look for what? Goodness and what? Greatness. So as I was hearing the Lord prophetically to Deborah and Karen, I was looking for the goodness and the greatness. You say, well, Alan, you was just blowing smoke. Well, just call it what you want to. I'm looking for goodness and greatness. It's there just the same. Now, only they can give witness if they felt a witness of what I was saying. But I'm looking for goodness and greatness. So if we look for somebody and we're saying, I want to have a prophetic word for this pastor in Africa, I'm looking for goodness and greatness. I say, God, from when I start off with this piece of paper, we're going to do it in just a few minutes. I say, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Johnson. I just thank you, God, for his ministry. I see here where they have an outreach. He's the founder of this church and they've planted church. I thank you, Lord, for it. Then we ask him and we're thankful. Then we'll start hearing. It will look for this in others. A thankful heart looks for goodness and greatness. It will look for this in others and will not dwell on their faults and what? Failures. It will be a trained mind that is looking for the best in people and things, which will bring more of the best into your life. You then discover that it is from this heart of thankfulness that more what? Do you want more faith? If you really want more faith, if you really want it, only thing you have to do is learn is thankfulness. Your expectations of good things are the experiences of what? Now read this with me. Your expectations of good things are the experiences of more faith. So as I was looking, praying for Karen, I was thanking God for Karen. I said, God, I'm looking for goodness. God, I'm looking for greatness. Thank you, Lord. All of a sudden, I had this image of three treasure chests. I'm like, one of them was open. There wasn't as much in the first one. The second one, the first one had it looked like 2 or 3 inches of stuff in it. The second one looked like it was half full. And the third one looked like it was completely full. And the first one was used in the first third of her life. The second one was used in her second third. And the third one will be used in her third third. Amen? Now see, dadgone it. So you just start thinking thankful and here it comes. It just comes. I don't know how it works. It just comes. Gives you more faith. Now that you are training your mind to look for goodness and greatness, it opens your spiritual eyes to see what is not seen. Isn't that amazing? People, it's real. It's God, it's Spirit, it's heaven. She's real. Your spiritual eyes are now open to see the will of God for you and for the world. It is through this faith that all things that are not can be. Is that not amazing? Do you want to see revival break out in North Carolina? I do. I can't see it. Do you think it's the will of God to have revival break out in North Carolina? I do. Do you think it's the will of God for revival to break out more than one church? Do you think it's the will of God for the revival to break out in 4 or 5 churches? Do you think it's the will of God? Maybe a whole county. 2 or 3 counties. Do you think it's the will of God? Yes. Do you want to see that will? Do you want to see what it looks like? Just start being thankful and asking God. You will see it, prophetic people, because God says He's not going to do anything till He shows it first to His prophets. I don't know about you. I get a little antsy. I want to see it, God, before it happens. God, let me see it. I want to see it before it happens. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and is certain of what we do not see. It's being sure about what we're hoping for. Oh yeah, I put this in there at the end. P.S. I forgot something. There's a creative path. I said there was 3 notes. The first note was to ask. The second one is thankfulness. Oh, the third note is this harmonious chord will find you, for it will be coming from God. Your thankful heart will draw it to you. Have you got it, prophetic people? Now, Karen, you just keep playing. The third note comes from God. We play the first 2 notes. First note, second note, and the third note comes from God. We ask, we're thankful, and we listen. Third part, harmony. We are in harmony with God. Amen? Now, we've already discovered tonight, I don't know if you know it, but we've already discovered tonight that God wants to have revival here in this area. I was asking you the question, but did you feel it? Did you have a witness down in you? All right, that's the will of God. That's the will of God. We want it in Asheville. It's coming. That's the will of God. Do you think it is the will of God for your life to be revived? Do you? Do you, preacher? You know, a preacher come in here to me tonight, 81 years old. 81, right? 81 years old. Said, Alan, I'm here to learn tonight. I should be sitting under his feet. Said, Alan, no, I'm here to learn tonight. God teaches me every time. He said, I'm not done yet. I'm still learning. I want to learn all God's got, he said. Sit back there in tears just flowing. I want to learn what God's got. Amen? Do we want to learn? Do we want to hear God? We're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord. We're going to seek the Lord first for this pastor. You have it, number 5 ministry. If you don't have it and want it, raise your hands. We'll get it to you. Raise your hands. Can somebody get some of these, please? Number 5 featured ministry. We'll start into our chronicle time now. This is a number 5 ministry. It's Pastor Johnson. He founded this ministry in 1993. They started worshiping. They were a very small shack in the back of the house. The church started with 3 families and grew as now they have plus or minus 150 members. Isn't that great? In the same year, they had a vision of taking care of children of the age under 1 to 6 years, which started with 10 children, and now every year they have now more than 70 children. Oh my goodness. We are still using temporal structures, even though we are now settled in a church site, and plans to build both church and school in one place as children are part of the vision of the ministry. We are at the moment trusting God to provide funds for us to build a big center for worship. Isn't that amazing? And he has emailed us.